WKKG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com.
All right, that was the John Deere Polka. It is 54 degrees outside our Chasm studios, and it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It is the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio, and it's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgrin, State Farm Insurance Agent in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Meyer Grove Co-op and Grocery, Kramer Lumber over in Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wake Park, Dairyland Supply in Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services for Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service in Albany, Albany A&W and Richmond A&W and Luxembourg Feed Service, our Dick Putt Show sponsors for our Sunday night show. And just a reminder again, Joyce is recording the Dick Putt Show, and it'll be archived on our web page. So at some point tomorrow, that will show up there. Just the home page, click on the sports tab. You'll get a drop-down box, and the Dick Putt Show is archived there weekly for you. And you can listen to the Dick Putt Show a whole bunch of different ways on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream at MyChasm.com. All right, let's dig into some scores and highlights tonight. We got a lot of them for you today. Now Then was at Clear Lake, and Clear Lake defeats Now Then by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Clear Lake. 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Now Then. On the mound for Clear Lake this afternoon, Trevor Fleege will start, relieved by Jordan Golombeki. In the fourth, he'll get the win. Steven Ellingson in the ninth, and the catcher, Cody Pausch. For Now Then, Kyle Bucky starts taking the loss, relieved by Matt B. in the third, Matt Johnson in the seventh, and Gavin Carey in the eighth. The catcher was Matt Johnson. Highlights for Clear Lake today, Trevor Fleege, 2-for-4. Ian Jungles, 1-for-3. He had a double and 3 RBIs. Drew Anderson was 2-for-3. Ben Brown had a double, and Cooper Kosiba actually had a double, too, for Clear Lake. For Now Then, Zane Christensen was 2-for-4. Dustin Rohde, 2-for-5 with a double. Gavin Carey, 2-for-5. Grant Kataska had a double. And Tyler Hellerstedt with a double for Now Then, as Clear Lake defeats Now Then today by a score of 8-4. All right, over in the County Line League today, got three scores for you tonight. In 10 innings today, Regal was at Norway Lake Sunburg, and Norway Lake Sunburg defeats Regal by a score of 9-8. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Norway Lake Sunburg. 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Regal. Jared Cortez on the mound for Norway Lake Sunburg today, relieved by Luke Reuter in the fourth. Weston Jurdy in the ninth. He gets the win, and the catcher was Jaden Hingem. For Regal, Shane Rademacher starts, relieved by Grant Paffrath in the sixth. Grant Roman in the ninth. Nathan Meyer in the ninth takes the loss, and Derek Dangerud was the catcher. Highlights for Norway Lake Sunburg today. Jared Cortez, 3-for-5 with a 2-run homer in the fifth. He had 3 RBIs. Jaden Hingem, 3-for-5 with a double. And Logan Rudnigan was 2-for-5 for Norway Lake Sunburg. For Regal, Nathan Meyer, 2-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs. Bennett Schultz, 2-for-4. Luke Knutson, 2-for-6. And Shane Rademacher was 2-for-5. A final today from Norway Lake Sunburg, 9 and Regal 8. Got some scores from the other games in the County Line League tonight. New London Spicer defeated Painesville by a score of 3-1. That was New London Spicer over Painesville, 3-1. And Atwater over Starbuck today, 2-1. Atwater with just 3 hits picking up the victory. Starbuck had 6 hits today. That was a 2-1 final, Atwater over Starbuck. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation right here in Minnesota by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. We're going to go over to the Victory League now. And on Sunday, Upsala was at Freeport. Upsala beats Freeport today 10-7. 10 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Upsala, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Freeport. Brock Cheon starts on the mound, gets the win. C.J. Clear in the 6th inning. Matt Swanson in the 9th inning will get the save for Upsala. For Freeport, Andrew Kersman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jaden Norby in the 5th. Carter Neuenschwander in the 9th inning for Freeport. Hitting highlights, Justin Cheon 3-for-3 today with 2 doubles for Upsala. Jake Primus had 2 doubles. And for Freeport, Ivor Papke, Carter Neuenschwander, Ben Millard all had 2 hits. Trevor Sawyer with a double for Freeport as Upsala defeats Freeport today 10-7. Nisswa at Sobieski this afternoon, and Sobieski defeating Nisswa by a score of 4-1. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Sobieski, 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for Nisswa. Matt Phillippe starts on the mound, will get the win for Sobieski, relieved by Colin Ekman in the 6th inning. Bothoma in the 9th inning will get the save. For Nisswa, Nick Ackerman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Keaton Lingenfelter in the 6th inning, Blaine Hardy in the 9th inning for Nisswa. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Matt Phillippe 2-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the 3rd inning. Colin Cray had 2 hits, and Riley Check with a double. For Nisswa, Spencer Flatten and Nick Ackerman each had 2 hits. A final this afternoon from Nisswa had Sobieski defeating Nisswa 4-1. Pierce Brewers at Flensburg today, and the Pierce Brewers defeat Flensburg by a score of 10-0 in 7 innings. 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Pierce Brewers. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Flensburg. Pete Schumer starts on the mound for the Brewers today, gets a complete game victory. And Dan Coquette starts for Flensburg today, taking the loss, relieved by Simon Pansky in the 3rd inning. Some hitting highlights today for the Pierce Brewers. Riley Roche, 3-for-3 with a double. Mike Liedenfrost tripled. Derek Damon and Pete Schumer each had double, or Pete Schumer both had doubles for the Pierce Brewers. For Flensburg, Seth Becker was 2-for-3 and Spencer Fries with a double. A final today in 7 innings. It was the Pierce Brewers 10, Flensburg nothing. St. Wendell at Aiken today, and St. Wendell defeats Aiken by a score of 9-8. 9 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for St. Wendell. 8 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Aiken. Connor Breath starts on the mound for St. Wendell today, relieved by Aiden Mikowski in the 6th inning. He'll get the win. Austin Dickman in the 8th inning gets the save. And for Aiken, Zach Enstrom starts, relieved by Tanner Hildes in the 7th. Hildes will get the loss. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell today, Logan Harn, Tanner Tomasik, and Austin Dickman all had 2 hits with a double. For the Aiken squad, it was Zach Enstrom, 3-for-3, Landon Jansen, 2-for-3 with a double and a home run. St. Wendell rallied for 4 runs in this ballgame in the 8th inning, Brendan Dickman singling in the game-winning run, as St. Wendell defeats Aiken this afternoon, 9-8. Opole at the Pierce Lakers today, and Opole comes away with a 2-0 victory over the Pierce Lakers. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Opole. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Pierce Lakers. Sam Butler gets the start for Opole today. Complete game victory for Butler. Pierce Chase Becker starts, relieved by Preston Rochelot in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Hitting highlights for Opole this afternoon, Keaton Gustin, Luke Bignac, Brody Holds, and Mason Patrick all had 1 hit. Keaton Gustin had a 2-run home run in the 7th inning for Opole. For the Pierce Lakers, Colton Hapke, 2-for-3 with a double. Brady Petron, Carler Petron, Camden Hapke all with singles. A final today from Pierce had Opole defeating the Pierce Lakers 2-0. And Buckman at Foley this afternoon. Foley defeats Buckman by a score of 12-2 in 8 innings. 12 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Foley. 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 errors for Buckman. Trey Emmerich starts on the mound today for Foley. He'll get the win, relieved by Drew Beyer in the 7th inning. And for Buckman, Riley Robbins starts, taking the loss, relieved by Reese Young in the third inning, Max Barclay in the sixth inning, and Matt Tuckas in the seventh inning for Buckman. Hitting highlights today for Foley: Lane Olson, 3-for-5 with a triple. Drew Beyer was 2-for-5. Drew had a grand slam home run in the third inning, and he had 5 RBIs today. Lucas Olson tripled, and Wyatt Zawicki had a double for Foley. For Buckman today, Max Barclay doubled, and Matt Tuckas had a single. A final today from Foley in 8 innings, Foley 12 and Buckman 2. We'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League. I got a full slate of games in that league tonight. Back after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of central Minnesota.
Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Dale at Luxembourg Feed Service wants to invite you to stop in and say hi and check out the new store and new products. Thanks for your business from Dale at Luxembourg Feed, 21967 State Highway 15, San Augusta.
Spring is here, and with it comes a fresh new start and new opportunities. At Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we're here to build a custom farm plan that fits your operation so you can make the most of this growing season. It's an annual tradition: sunshine, fresh seed in the ground, and renewed optimism for a profitable harvest. And don't forget, our expert team is ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
All right, we're back on the Dick Putt Show. We're going to go over to the Central Valley League tonight, where Luxembourg was at Watkins today. Watkins defeats Luxembourg by a score of 9-3. 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Watkins, 3 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for Luxembourg. Matt Geislinger on the mound for Watkins starts Carson Geislinger in the fifth. They'll get the win. Danny Berg in the ninth inning for Watkins, the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For Luxembourg, J.T. Harn starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Stang in the fourth, Brady Kenning in the seventh, and the catcher, Jordan Pica. Hitting highlights for Watkins today. Huge day for Kevin Kramer, 3-for-4. Kramer with 3 home runs today. Amazing day, 4 runs scored, 4 RBIs. He had a solo home run in the first, a 2-run homer in the second, a solo home run in the fourth inning. A big day for Kramer. Dan Berg, 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. Carson Geislinger, 3-for-4 with a double, and Lincoln Hogan with a double. For Luxembourg today, Luke Harn, 2-for-4. He had 3 RBIs. A final today from Watkins. It was Watkins 9, Luxembourg 3. The Cold Spring Rockies at Eden Valley this afternoon, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Eden Valley in 8 innings, 15-3. 15 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for Cold Spring. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley. Jake Brinker on the mound for the Rockies today. Gives way to Thad Leeser in the fourth. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Sam Nisler. For the Rockies, Tyler Geisling, or actually for Eden Valley, Herman Solomon took the loss today for Eden Valley, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the fourth, and Serrano Yamani in the seventh inning, the catcher Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, Tyler Geislinger, 2-for-3, hit 3 RBIs and a home run. Sam Nisler, 3-for-4 with a triple and a home run. Thad Leeser with a double. Brady Leverington with a double. Blake Tyluki with a double. And Brady Weber was 2-for-4 for the Rockies. For Eden Valley, Serrano Yamani was 2-for-5. A final this afternoon from Eden Valley in 8 innings. Cold Spring Rockies 15, Eden Valley 3. St. Augusta at Kimball this afternoon, and Kimball defeats St. Augusta by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Kimball. 1 run, 9 hits, 2 errors for St. Augusta. Matt Dingman on the mound will pick up the win today, relieved by Clay Fodder in the 6th inning. Zach Dingman in the 8th inning. Andy Dingman in the 9th inning. And the catcher was Jackson Marquardt. For St. Augusta, Paul Meyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nevin Bloom in the 7th inning. And the catcher, Trey Tengis. Hitting highlights for Kimball today. Matt Friesen, 2-for-5. Adam Beyer had a double, and Ashton Hannon, 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs. For St. Augusta, Nate Green was 3-for-4 with a double, and Paul Meyer, 2-for-4. A final today from Kimball. It's Kimball 7, St. Augusta 1. And Pearl Lake over in St. Nick this afternoon, taking on the Knicks, and Pearl Lake defeats St. Nicholas 6-2. 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Pearl Lake. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for St. Nick. Justin Kunkel on the mound for Pearl Lake today. Gives way to Nolan Notch in the 6th. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Alex Lensmeyer. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts, relieved by Caden Roush in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Caden Braun in the 8th. And the catcher was Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake this afternoon. Blake Kunkel, 2-for-3 with a double. Max Fox, 3-for-3 with a double. Adam Braun, 2-for-4. Adam had a 3-run homer in the 7th inning. And Alex Lensmeyer had a solo home run in the 8th inning for Pearl Lake. For St. Nick, Damian Lincoln with a double. A final this afternoon from St. Nick, Pearl Lake 6, St. Nick 2. All right, we're going to take another break on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Secure your AC in Avon?
Keep your cabin cooking in Cold Spring?
Monitor your man cave in Marty?
If you can't be in two places at once, you better get Gilk. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, when you invest in our Kohler generator, you can relax knowing if there is a power outage, you have instant power in your home or cabin at the touch of a finger.
To learn more, call us today or visit us at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro Partner.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business. But Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KAFM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Sunday in the Stearns County League, it was Spring Hill at Farming this afternoon. Spring Hill defeats Farming by a score of 11-10. 11 runs, 18 hits, 1 error for Spring Hill. 10 runs, 14 hits, 1 error for Farming. Austin Schoenberg on the mound for Spring Hill today picks up the win, relieved by Regan Nelson in the sixth, Anthony Riverman in the eighth, and the catcher, Nathan Terrace. For Farming, Tyler Schrader starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by Ethan Meyer in the sixth, Braden Eink in the seventh, Robert Schlaper in the ninth inning, Ethan Navratil in the sixth, Braden Eink in the seventh, and Robert Schlaper in the ninth inning. The catcher was Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Jamie Terrace 5-for-5 with a double. Ethan Meyer was 2-for-4. Regan Nelson 2-for-6 with a double. Dylan Gertgen 3-for-6 with a double. Owen Meyer had a double. And Luke Damer with a double for the Chargers. For Farming this afternoon, Isaac Knepp was 3-for-6. He had two doubles. Drew Kramlett 3-for-5 with a double. Drew had a two-run homer in the fourth inning. Ethan Navratil, 1-for-3. Ethan had a solo home run in the seventh inning. Tyler Schrader had a double, and Carson Holthouse, 2-for-4. He had a double for Farming as Spring Hill defeats Farming today, 11-10. El Rosa at Meyer Grove this afternoon, and El Rosa defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 12-0. 12 runs, 16 hits, 5 errors for El Rosa. No runs, 5 hits, 7 errors for Meyer Grove. Wyatt Stephenson on the mound today will pick up the win for El Rosa, relieved by Luke Dingman in the eighth and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Lycum in the eighth inning, and the catcher was Josh Omscheid. Hitting highlights for El Rosa this afternoon, Gavin Campson, 4-for-5. He had two RBIs and a two-run homer in the sixth inning for Gavin. Luke Ilias had a double. Will Van Beck, 2-for-3 with a double. Casey Lenars, 2-for-3. He had a double and three RBIs. And for Meyer Grove this afternoon, Carson Tyler was 2-for-4. Final today from Meyer Grove, El Rosa 12, Meyer Grove nothing. Lake Henry at Roscoe this afternoon, and Roscoe defeats Lake Henry by a score of 6-2. Six runs, 15 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Lake Henry. Bryce Vanderbeek on the mound will pick up the win today for Roscoe, relieved by Josh McAdams in the eighth, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. For Lake Henry, Grant Ludwig starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trent Wendland in the sixth, and the catcher, Isaac Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Roscoe, Max Ottman, 2-for-4. Max had two home runs, solo home runs today for Roscoe. Brandon Schlaper, 3-for-5. Braden Pung was 2-for-4. Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-4 today, and Josiah Utch, 2-for-4 with a double for the Rangers. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel, 2-for-4. Isaac Leeser had a double, and Noah Omscheid with a double. Final today from Roscoe. Roscoe 6, Lake Henry 2. Numinic over at Greenwald today, and Numinic defeats Greenwald in 7 innings, 12-2. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Numinic. 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Greenwald. Will Funk on the mound will go the distance today for Numinic. His catcher, Logan Funk. For Greenwald, Grant Musho starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Edel in the 6th, Max Waylogi in the 7th, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for Numinic today, Carter Beer, 2-for-5. Carter had a triple. Caden Sand, 3-for-3. Caden had two doubles and scored 4 runs. Ty Reller was 3-for-5 with a double and 4 RBIs. And Brandon Holm, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. For Greenwald this afternoon, Max Waylogi, 1-for-2. He had a home run for the Cubs as Numinic defeats Greenwald today by a score of 12-2 in 7 innings. Richmond at St. Martin this afternoon, and St. Martin defeating Richmond on a walk-off 4-3 this afternoon at St. Martin. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Martins. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Richmond. On the mound today for St. Martin, Scott Leeser starts, relieved by Brian Schlungen in the 6th. Kurt Schlungen in the 7th will get the win today for the Martins. And for Richmond, Dalton Thielen starts, relieved by Jack Bose in the 7th inning. He'll take the loss. For St. Martin today, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-4 with a double. Tanner Arsenault was 2-for-4. Tanner had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 9th inning where the Martins scored 2 runs to take that game from Richmond this afternoon. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen, 2-for-4 with a double. Tyler Prom was 2-for-4, and Cole Schmitz, 2-for-4 with a home run. So a final this afternoon from St. Martin. St. Martin 4 and Richmond 3. We're going to take another break on the Dick Putt Show, and we come back. We'll look at our upcoming games for the week ahead. We'll announce our Chasm Game of the Week location. That's coming up next here on KASM.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today, check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
Farmers, you have spoken and Penta has listened. Penta has launched their new 40 Series TMR feed mixers, and they are built to boost the efficiency of your operation. New upgrades include all stainless steel discharge conveyors, upgraded axles, and 10-bolt hubs to withstand the terrain and weight of feed going in. Patent-pending tub design and overlapping augers to get the uniform mix you are looking for. Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is your local dealer. Contact Dan or Randy at Dairyland Supply for more information. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you on this Sunday evening. Let's take a look at some of these games for the next week. And again, there were some cancellations earlier in the season, so there may be some teams inserting some games in there that I'm not aware of, but this is what I have for you tonight. My KASM game of the week, I'm going to go to Regal on Saturday night. It'll be Painesville at Regal Saturday night. I'll have that ball game for you at 7 o'clock here on KASM, Painesville at Regal, our next KASM game of the week. By the way, our KASM game of the week was canceled this past Saturday. Luxembourg was going to host St. Nick. They're going to make that up at 1 o'clock on Memorial Day Monday. I will have that game here on KASM on Memorial Day Monday at 1 o'clock. So we will get to Luxembourg and see them play. Nick. Otherwise, coming up in the County Line League, looks like that's it for this coming weekend with Painesville and Regal, just that Saturday game. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up next weekend. Looking at the schedules, not seeing anything for this next weekend. On Wednesday, Pearl Lake will be at Avon. They've got a Wednesday night game at Avon, Pearl Lake does. May the 21st. Richmond will be at St. Nick on Wednesday night, the 21st. So Richmond at St. Nick, 6:15 there. And then St. Nick will be at Kimball on May the 25th. So St. Nick at Kimball next weekend in Central Valley League play. Catch that ball game on the 25th. That would be next Sunday. And looks like next week also on Friday the 23rd, St. Nick will be at Eden Valley. St. Nick at Eden Valley, 7:30 on the 23rd. So that's scheduled over in the Central Valley League. A couple games there for the Knicks. In the Stearns County League, coming up next weekend for Friday night, the 23rd, Meyer Grove at St. Martin. That's scheduled for 8 o'clock. Meyer Grove at St. Martin, 8 o'clock Friday night. And then on Saturday night, El Rosa will host Farming. That's on Saturday afternoon, actually. El Rosa hosting Farming at 1:30. Richmond at Greenwald at 1:30 on Saturday. Lake Henry at Meyer Grove at 1:30 on Saturday. St. Martin at New Munich. That's a 1:30 start Saturday. And Roscoe at Spring Hill at 1:30 on Saturday. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Spring Hill at Lake Henry at 1:30. El Rosa at Richmond at 1:30. Greenwald at Roscoe at 1:30 on Sunday in the Stearns County League. So they got a double weekend. They're playing some baseball. The boys of summer are. And it sounds like next weekend should be some pretty nice weather. So after maybe a rainy start to our early week, yep, get out and enjoy our Minnesota May. I want to thank you for joining us on the Dick Putt Show tonight. Thank you to Joyce Jansen for producing the Dick Putt Show back at our studios in Albany. And again, game of the week, Saturday night. Saturday night it'll be Painesville at Regal. We'll have that broadcast here on KASM. Until then, have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy.